Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Help Stop the Genocide in American Ghettos, Blog Talk Radio, Weekend Edition. My name is Emmanuel Barbie, and I am your host. Tonight, my special guest speakers will be Ms. Sunday, who will discuss the Forgotten Seniors, and Apostle Andrea Lyons, who will discuss her ministry after my short presentation. My show starts every Thursday from 10 o'clock p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Central Time, and also on the weekends for people that's, I would say, busy in terms of what their work schedule, and also for my international friends from around the world. I created this show as a way to give people that's on my friends list an opportunity to promote their products and services with my listeners from around the globe. If everyone on my friends list and people in my social groups will read my story or share my book information with their family, friends, places of worship, and at their local community center, this could help speed up the process so that I can generate capital from my book sales to hire qualified people to assist me with the daily operations of my organization. I can't do this alone. I'm just one black man with a plan. The only thing which is preventing me from moving forward with starting my Christian organization is the lack of manpower and the capital, and that's why I turn to social media to get my message out to the public through my YouTube videos, my social groups, my blog postings, this talk show, and now through my revised book, The Solution for Black America, Reclaiming, Rebuilding, and Restoring the Urban Ghettos in America, second edition, which is available on Amazon.com. I provide a link to this book under the comment section. In my book, I provide a 21st century strategy about what my organization will do to help end urban violence while improving our inner cities in America, starting in Chicago. You don't have to wait for my book to be on the bestsellers list to work with me. This year, I'm looking for 10 individuals within the United States who have read my story and meet the qualifications that I am looking for, which are as follows. I'm looking for investors, business partners, Christian entrepreneurs, social entrepreneurs, and philanthropists who will work with me in setting up and starting my nonprofit and my for-profit Christian organization, as mentioned in my revised book. My organization is private in order for me to weed out people who just doesn't care about our inner city youth, their families, or the black community. GRCAM is open to all ordinary law-abiding citizens, all racial groups, and undiscovered artists. This is my contribution back to my community, society, and throughout the African diaspora. Without further delay, here are my guest speakers for this evening. My first caller would be, that's Miss Sunday. Hello?
Hello, hi, I'm here.
Hello, Miss Sunday. Just please tell my listeners a little bit about yourself, and then your presentation, what you want to talk about. It seems like Apostle Andrea Lyons she's not here yet, so we have 23 minutes, so go ahead.
Okay, hello, audience listeners. First off, my name is Ashley the Sunday. Mostly everybody call me Sunday. And I'm in the process of getting a transitional home for disabled men. I already have currently my 501c3, and I'm currently living in the state of Michigan. So far, one of the things that I wanted to say that inspired me to do this is because I was fortunate enough to have my dad to come in my life over the last 10 years, 10 or 11 years. He made his transition October of 2015, which me and my son took care of him 3.5 years before he made his transition. That was one of the things that inspired me to do the transitional home, because he went from being very, very independent to being disabled, in which I helped him work full time, made sure he made all of his appointments. I went from getting his hair cut, washing him up, cleaning him up, making sure he ate, doing everything we could do, because the doctors wanted to put him in a nursing home, and he didn't want to go in a nursing home. So I just told him, let us try it. And it gave him hope and enough willpower to live those last 2.5, 3 years. I'm very, very active in my church, and that was another reason that I ended up wanting to do the transitional home, because I do outreach at my church. I currently go to church at IGC, which is International Gospel Center, in East Corps, Michigan, where my pastor's name is Pastor Marvin Miles. And I do outreach at the nursing home, where me and a couple of other people, we get together on the weekends for about an hour, hour and a half, and we go and witness and give them hope and inspiration, because there's so many people that are in the nursing home that they just didn't find them off the street. They are people, loved ones, and people, they don't really come and visit them. They start off coming to visit them, and then after a while they really don't visit because of them being busy and having different schedules and plans like that, and they'll call and check on them. But checking on them is not like seeing them, not seeing your face or whatever. And another thing is that sometimes they get dementia and different things like that, but you never know if you go see them how much of their memory will come back. They diagnosed my dad with the same thing, and he, by the grace of God, he always remembered who we were, what he wanted, and what he used to do. So it was kind of different. But doing the nursing home and being active in the nursing home, they look forward to us coming there. They look forward to us being there. And, I mean, it's super-duper crowded every time we go. And they're always saying, I can't wait till next month. I can't wait till next month. Because it really inspires them to let them know that somebody cares about them, that somebody has not forgotten them, that somebody is going to be able to see them one day. And so that was one of the things that I really, really wanted to stress and talk about. It's because this is something that I do. And it was amazing because at first, when they gave me that opportunity at work, I mean at church, I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. But because I had so much experience with my dad and, you know, him being a man, being rebellious, and, he, you know, by me being his daughter, he didn't want me to help him do certain things, but he didn't have a choice, because one of his choices was he didn't want to go in a nursing home, because he felt like if we put him there, nobody was going to come and see him. And so he ended up, you know, being in the home with me and my kids. And so it was just a very different learning experience, because it also says in the Bible, for me to back it up, it's Proverbs 19:17, where it says, he that lendeth to the poor, lendeth to the Lord. And that's not all the time money, but it's sacrifice and your time and what you put in to what you do. And if you say, well, you know, my parents aren't in a nursing home, but somebody else's parents that you know are in a nursing home. And everybody that's in the nursing home doesn't have dementia, and everybody's not really, really sick. They're in there because the people that put them in there wasn't able to take care of them the way they felt like they should be taken care of at home. And I'm not saying that the nursing home is a bad place, but it makes that you can go and visit and you can take out your who you put in there. When I sit down and talk to a lot of those people, they used to be teachers, hospitals, in the military, and the list goes on and on and on. And I just thought that that was something that I really wanted to stress, because of the fact that we're going to get older too one day, and we don't know what lies ahead for us. But if you do good to others, God will make sure that somebody helps you. And that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about mostly. As far as the transitional home that I'm preparing with, the inspiration of that is I'm already posted. I just have to get my housing license for that. And me and a couple of other people are going to run that. I wanted mostly to assist them with their everyday needs, not to kind of take care of them, but to give them the same hope, the same inspiration, and the same thing that we let them know in the nursing home is that life is what you make it. And sometimes we fall down. Life happens. Things happen. We get hurt. People leave. People abandon. You know, different mindsets go in. But, you know, if you show somebody a little kindness, show somebody that you care, that goes a long, long way. And so I really want to kind of assist some disabled men to kind of get their lives back on track. I can't help everybody, but I can help somebody. And that was my blog for today, because I've been doing this now for 2 years. I've been doing this for like a little over 2 years, and I enjoy what I do. And this is like a stepping stone for me to go higher heights, deeper depth. So that's one of the things that I wanted. One of the things that I wanted to express to the radio listening audience is that get outside yourself. Do something for somebody. Help somebody. Help the seniors. That's what the Lord said. If you haven't visited the people in jail or helped the widow or the poor, you really haven't done anything. Nothing at all. So if you help somebody, they can't help you. God will really reward you. I know. I do it all the time. And he makes sure that we have enough and my kids have more than enough. So that's my time.
Just a moment, Miss Sunday. It seemed like Apostle Andrea Lyons is on the line. So is it okay if you can just let her speak for 5 minutes so she can say her piece? And I'm going to encourage you, Apostle, to still stay on the line too. So I would like for you to go ahead and tell people a little bit about yourself and your ministry so that way before the time goes out.
All right. My name is Apostle Andrea Lyons. I am the overseer and founder of Anointed Fire Healing and Deliverance International Ministry, located in the wonderful city of Dallas, Texas. Hallelujah. I've been apostleshipping for, I'll say, about around in ministry 17 years, and also I have been apostling, I'll say, about 3 or 4 at the most. So I am a healing and deliverance type pastor and a teacher to all of those around the world and in the United States of America here in Dallas, Texas. Hallelujah, and glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right. Well, yes, sir, and it's a pleasure for you to even find yourself humbling enough to invite me on the show. I am greatly humbled by the appearance of anyone who has called me to do such a work for God. I'm always willing and ready to be available and be used for God's service.
Oh, okay. I just want to ask you now, do you have a website to your ministry?
We are in the process of having a website here, but we are located on Facebook, Anointed Fire Healing and Deliverance Ministries. You can look on my page as Apostle Andrea Lyons, and you'll be able to go to Facebook and put in Anointed Fire here, Healing and Deliverance Ministries, and there you will find my page.
Amen. Well, I want both of my guests to know that I would say after an hour, after the show, it will be uploaded on Blog Talk Radio for both of you to come back, and under the comment section, if you have a website, you're welcome to post that on there so that way all the listeners can always get in contact with you all.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank
now,
you so much.
Anything else that you would like to say, Apostle?
Well, yes, I came in on the just getting off work and coming on into the broadcast. I was hearing the lady speak about, you know, how important it is to be helpers to one to another. As black people in the community. And I heard she was talking about making sure that the nursing homes, the elderly, were basically taken care of, because many people do forget about their elderly. So I was listening to her as I came on the broadcast. I would just like to say just a few brief little things that God has placed upon me to speak to the body of Christ and us as black people in our community. That I would say the black people of God really don't really do much to help each other when it comes to trying to build community, when it comes to building children, family, business. It's just not enough where we are banding together as one to promote the amongst us as black people. And I would go back to the slavery time where we speak about the Willie Lynch syndrome. I'm no informed shape of racist, but back in the days that they would use our black people against one another. And so in those many years, they have black people have developed the mindset that whether they would rather stay where they are or they'd rather just be stagnant in things that God is trying to elevate the black man out of. And so that's why I say I really enjoy the raising of our elderly grandmothers and brothers and sisters that taught us back then how to come together as one in a community. And if we see more of that taking place in the body of Christ, in the kingdom, we'll see how much more impact we can become on a community. And those are the things that God was sharing with me. As we learn to straighten the family out, we'll be able to have great success in our black community.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Miss Sunday, do you want to continue on with your presentation? And after that, I'm going to try to say a few words, and then we'll just call it a night.
The only thing I wanted to say, and thank you so much, Apostle, I'm in total agreement with you. I've been in church for many, many years, and like I said, it's just really different now because I am getting older to see a lot of lack of responsibility. We say that, you know, we are kingdom builders, and we say that, you know, we want this and we want that, but nobody wants to go out and visit. Nobody wants to lend a hand, and it's not always about money. It's about your time. What are you willing to give something for? And I think that that's very, very, very important, especially in the black community, especially in our schools and in the nursing homes, you know. And I just think that is good. The only thing I had to say other than that is that I really appreciate you, Mr. Barbie, for allowing me to have this opportunity to stress that, you know, that they're forgotten. And if people don't wake up, you know, the same thing can happen to them, you know.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things I wanted to say was I really appreciate you and the apostle for coming on and sharing her healing and deliverance ministry. That's kind of like part of what we do. The only website I have is my my full name at yahoo.com, which is a very long name. So it's A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, C as in Cat, H as in Harry, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, I as in Intelligent, 2 T's as in Trust, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, U as in Umbrella, N as in Nancy, B as in David, A as in Apple, and Y as in Yellow at yahoo.com.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, Miss Sunday, like I tell other guests as well, it's you, Apostle, that the Lord has blessed me with the with, you know, certain skills and stuff like that. So, if y'all are interested, I would say on Facebook, you know, just send me your email address, and I can show you how to create a free website for your ministry or for your business. I try to do that for people that's on my friends list and people that's in my social groups. Again, that's why I created this show. It's unfortunately, yes, I've been actually doing this for the past 25 years, you know, trying to just find, at that time, it was 30 people, because I don't have any assistance right here in Chicago to start my Christian organization for some strange reason. But anyhow, the Lord, he's blessed me with the vision of Nehemiah about rebuilding.
Amen.
Rebuilding our cities, also reclaiming our families. And I can't do this stuff alone, so that's how come the Lord told me to write the vision and make it plain, and that's what I've written in my revised book. And that's, I'm not asking for any donations. I just want people to read my story for themselves. If they're in agreement, then work with me. That's all I'm trying to do.
I get it.
And I am grateful to have both of you on my friends list on Facebook. Again, I encourage both of you to join all my social groups that's on Facebook. You know, if you send me your email address, I send you the list of all my groups and interact with my my friends on there. And hopefully, you know, God will touch the hearts of people that's especially on my in my groups for them to help speed up this process by reading my story and sharing and spreading my book information with their families and friends. So that way I can generate enough capital from my book sale so that I can just hire my staff and I can move from behind this computer and make our presence known here, right here in Chicago. Again, the title of this show is Help Stop the Genocide in American Ghettos. That's what I'm called to do. It's unfortunate that Chicago right now is the murder capital. And again, I don't have anyone in my own city willing to work with me, even family members. All they want to do is look towards the government or these career politicians to solve the issues. And those people, it's been since 2001, over 4,000 people has been killed here in Chicago alone. And it's a shame that, you know, our children and our people are being slaughtered like this. But yet, you know, about these animals, they have animal rights and activists. If animals were being killed like that, the way they are killing people here in Chicago, it would be an outrage. And those legislators would be making laws to, you know, try to stop that. But again, you know, I mean, I am reaching out to our own people. And unfortunately, they rejected me for the past 25 years, but that's okay. That's all right. I give credit to my Lord and Savior, and that's not going to damper my faith. That's how come, again, I'm reaching out to African immigrants, African Afro-Brazilians, Afro-Caribbeans, my non-black sympathizers. I'm calling out to all Christian denominations and even moderate Muslims who are reading my story and willing to work with me so that way I can just go ahead and get the ball rolling. And I'm trying to use all this technology that the Lord has blessed us with as Christians to help advance the kingdom. Even though it's just on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook and all these other social networks, I'm trying to use that technology wisely. And again, if it was up to me, everybody on my friends list would be on these participate on these shows and calling in and being a blessing to each other. But it starts with us first. And again, I'm grateful for you all taking the opportunity and time to be on my show tonight. This is the last week of Black History Month, and I want to be a blessing not just to our own racial group. Again, my organization that I'm called to do is, you know, it's open to all racial groups, but again, we want to use our resources to help improve our inner city, starting here in Chicago, and then once we're established here in Chicago, we're going to expand to 10 other cities within 10 states. And if I have African immigrants that's serious, that's really working with us, we're going to expand to 10 countries in Africa, God's willing. But again, I'm just one black man with a plan. And I'm trying to get those ideas to be for those ideas to become reality. That's why I keep speaking it into existence. I resist the fact that this is not going to go forth. And it's, again, I'm just claiming it in the name of Jesus, that a lot of these, I would just say, Christian leaders here in my own city would, you know, stop turning that blind eye. As far as the forgotten seniors goes, I wrote about my experience about my mom being in a nursing home. I encouraged her to go into a nursing home because I was in college and I was the only one really taking care of her, basically, because she had a lot of health issues, as I mentioned in that in my revised book. No family members really wanted to help, and then when I did pay them, they would leave probably 2 hours after I leave, so that wasn't good. And so I encouraged my mom to be in a nursing home temporarily. It was supposed to just be for 3 years even. And I was trying to become a physician assistant. That's what I was trying to study, trying to get into that program at Malcolm X College. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to pass some of the medical classes that was required. And so I ended up basically going into what God called me to do, and that is to start this organization, the Grassroots Community Activist Movement. Because at first I really didn't want to deal with people's attitudes and all that stuff. And so I said, well, I give up, Lord. I'm a heed to your will, and just go ahead and put myself out there. Because at first, again, I was ashamed about talking about all the struggles I went through and all that. Basically, like, listing all my dirty laundry and stuff for everybody to see, but the Lord wanted that to be my testimony. My book is my credibility. My show, what I'm doing right now, this is my credibility that I'm trying to do something. And I rebuke when people say, well, I don't see you doing anything. Why is it taking you so long? I'm like, well, then work with a brother. I mean, again, Nehemiah, when he rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem, he didn't do that by himself. He had people that was experts. He had people that, bricklayers and all that stuff, architects, to help build that wall with him together. And again, that's what's wrong with us as black people here in America, that a lot of us are Americanized. I got mine, you get yours mentality. That's why these foreigners, they can come here and they can start their businesses and be successful. And we as black people have to sit up here and work for the foreigners. Doesn't make sense whatsoever. But again, I mean, that's why the Lord wanted me to get this thing started here in Chicago first, to make Chicago a model for something positive rather than all this negativity. So, Lord Jesus, thank you again for this show. Again, Lord, just allow me to continue to do more shows like this, Lord, especially next month and March and throughout the rest of the year. Bring forth people, Lord, that's on my friends list, that's serious about if they have a business or trying to do something positive, so that way they can get free advertisement. Touch the hearts and minds, Lord, of all my listeners, Lord, to read my story, Lord, for themselves. If they're in agreement, bring them forth, Lord. If they want to just sit back and complain and be naysayers, Lord, move them out the way, Lord, in Jesus' name. And yet, Lord, please bless my enemies according to your riches and glory, because you do tell us to pray for our enemies, and that's what I'm willing to do, Lord, but doing the best that I can, Lord Jesus, within my power, Lord, but again, I turn it all over to you, Lord. I pray, Lord, that both of these, my guest speakers and future guest speakers, Lord, let them be successful in their endeavors, Lord, what they're doing, and bless them with the resources, Lord, and let people patronize what they're doing, Lord. Let us as Christians, Lord, live up to your word, Lord, and for us to do what we're called to do, Lord. let us be able, Father God, to take the lead like we're supposed to and not let all these secular people impose their laws on us, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus' name. Again,
amen.
Lord, just bless me, Lord, to be a blessing to other people, Lord. The grassroots community activist movement will become the grassroots community activist institute once we have that physical building, and we're going to be able to eventually have a second chance program for ex-offenders, former gang members, and homeless individuals. So that way we can give back to people, to the least of these, and not only just try to give a handout, but give people a hand up to help them reach their life goals. And that's what my organization is all about. And the reason I keep saying mine is because my creator gave it to me, and I claim ownership.
Amen.
Is there anything else that you all want to say before we end?
Oh, and I just thank God for every opportunity that he has allowed me to minister the word and talk to God's people. I thank you for inviting me. And I continue to pray for your nonprofit, that it grows to the capacity that no man can number it. And we just thank God for you, and God bless.
Okay, now remember, send me your email address, Apostle. I mean, again, I'm still willing to share it with you as well about how to create a free website for your ministry. And also, again, I'm going to encourage you to join all of my social groups on Facebook, and if you're interested, also on Google Plus as well, so that way you can just network with people and help, you know, advance your and promote your ministry. Same thing for you, Miss Sunday, too, okay?
Thank you so much, and I do appreciate the opportunity, and I will keep you uplifted in prayer. Came to my mind is when the Lord told Peter to cast your net on the other side. And that
Amen.
Meant for him to go back and do it again. Because once he did it again and God was in it, he had so many fish that he had to call other people because the net break. And so, you know, we trust in God for miracles, breakthroughs, signs, and wonders this year. Unlimited favor this year. In Yeshua's name, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. What about you, Ms. Sunday? Did you want to say anything else?
No, I'm done for today. It was a nice meeting you, Apostle. Thank you so much, Emmanuel Barbie.
Well, God bless both of y'all. And again, like I say, give it about an hour. Come back on here and under the comment section, you know, just let people know how they can find you. Send me your email address to my Facebook inbox, and I send you, you know, my groups, as well as we can set up a time about me to show you how to create a free website for your ministry and your business. God bless both of you ladies, and you're welcome to come back on the show in the future, but right now I'm trying to be open and give everybody that's on my friends list and in my social groups an opportunity to come on this show to promote their businesses and services.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. God bless both of y'all. Have a
God
nice
bless.
And safe weekend.
Thank you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.